Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, I don't know if you knew this. Sony and Samsung are working on individual tracks, but we're to always talk about how technology is advancing. Contact lenses that can actually take a picture. This is amazing. Simply by blinking of an eye, they're working on it. They've patented this thing out. But can you imagine someone walking up to you? They're like you're blinking right now. And they're taking pictures.
I'm taking pictures of you right now.
They're taking pictures. I want you to watch and see how this thing works. Watch this.
Sony filed a patent in the U.S. in May of 2013 for a smart contact lens, a fact only picked up by the media this week. The device would not only take photos and video, but also store data with no need for a tether to a smartphone. The lens would feature an organic electroluminescence display screen. By blinking an eye, the user would be able to operate the lens via the display. The camera would feature autofocus, automatic exposure adjustment, and an adjustable zoom. The device would also be able to record video, store it, and play it back.
Technology is advancing, but I got to tell you, this opens up a whole can of worms with Fourth Amendment rights. You know, the Fourth Amendment is your right to privacy.
Yeah.
And that, my goodness, I can see a huge violation here if you're just talking with someone, not knowing that, one, you're being filmed, or two, they're taking pictures. A clue is they're going to be blinking a whole lot. It may not be a disorder, but they may be taking pictures. You know, as all this technology advances, you know, we constantly need to be on the forefront of making sure that your constitutional rights are protected. And so it's a real important thing.
Yeah, to me, it's just kind of like even as we're bringing this up, I remember one of the previous inventions was Google Glass.
Yes.
And it's just like, and I'd seen reports that there was a lady that was driving and she got a ticket because she had Google Glass on and they considered it basically having a recording device. And it's just like, technology is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's getting closer and closer and closer to our bodies. And it's just like, these are definitely times that we want to pray and seek wisdom and how do we respond?
Absolutely. And of course, make sure that our rights are being protected.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.